It is emotional, and we're not talking about football. Football can be emotional, but life is emotional, and sometimes a lot more important to people, because that is life. Love as well. Lots of love for Lyle. Now we're going to get back to Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hiya.
Well, Lindsay, what sort of life has he got? And what about food? What about nutrition?
So Lyle is fantastic for what he goes through. 9 months ago, he got told he couldn't eat anymore. His brain that was that damaged that basically the swallow wasn't safe, so it was going down to his lungs. So he had to get his esophagus tied together as an operation, which took about 3 hours. And that means that he can't even be sick, because even when he was sick, he was suffocating his lungs, so he had pneumonia and different stuff, and he was on death's door last year. So Lyle's all peg fed, and he gets nutrients for a dietitian and everything, and we just take it for there, just make sure he's well watered up, as I say.
No pizzas.
He does try.
And I said, well, what else is happening? You told us about £50,000 that's been raised, mm-hmm. and talking about extending the house for Lyle and making life more bearable for himself and, of course, yourselves as well, where, you know, you've got a separate area that, you know, things can happen. Also, you're talking about memories as well. What's that about?
Since Lyle's Life Limited now, last Sunday we had to do the big forms about at the end of life care and stuff, so it's done. At any point they need it, they can go and do it. So I've decided with Rachel House Nurses and Ken Ross, we've decided to go ahead and do a bucket list. Bucket list can be anything, for going to the zoo, to a wee holiday in Blackpool or anything like that. So after we have done the house, we are going to just make loads and loads of memories, and just trips to the zoo, trips to caravan parks just for a couple of nights. We're just going to make his life full and make it the best he can.
That brings me to a point in saying that, you know, talking about going to the zoo or going to Blackpool, seeing the tower, then if anyone's listening out there that can help in any way as regards that, if you've got access or you know someone that works in Edinburgh Zoo or anywhere else that you think Lyle would really enjoy, and remember he's still with us, that he would enjoy, then why don't you go to his Facebook page, which is...
Yep. It's #TeamLyle/LyleCornett'sJourney, and there's over 10,300 people on that page so far.
Wow, somebody out there, somewhere, I mean, are you looking for suggestions where we can take them?
We are, like, we would do anything, like I say, it's all down to how Lyle is, and when he starts treatment again in the next few weeks, he is very, very ill with it. So basically, we're just trying to do as much as we can when he is well.
Can he be transported? There's no problem with the, I'm going out, providing that everything's, you know, set up for him and whatever, I don't know the medical side of it, but he can go out the house and go round about places.
We know he can fly. If his immune system's low, then we're kind of stuck in certain places, but he's not like that all the time, so when times are good, then we can go.
He can even fly?
No, he's not allowed to fly. He's not allowed to fly just now, but there is ways about going along that with Professor Wallace, his consultant, would organise and that.
You told me you were on telly.
I was on TV.
Were you singing?
I was singing, yeah.
What were you singing?
You take the high road.
How does that go? Is that emotional?
This is what I sing Lyle every night to put on my sleep.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go for it.
You take the high road and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland before you, when me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. There you go.
Fantastic. Number one next week. Top of the charts. Lindsay Cornett singing You Take the High Road. I thought you were joking, actually, but no, yeah. Fantastic. And you sing that to him every night?
Every night. He goes to sleep with.
You've had plenty of practice then.
I wish.
Do you sing it to music or just sing it?
He likes it on YouTube. If I've had enough, if I'm tired, I'll put it on YouTube and you'll fall asleep with that.
Oh, magic. Yeah, you were on one of the television programmes, and was Lyle on it as well?
they came to the house and recorded it all and everything. So it was, yeah, it was Lyle and Chris that were on it.
What about the response that you've had with your request for, you know, social media help and bringing Lyle to the you know, onto the screen and into the houses and the lives of people out there in Midlothian and further afield? What sort of response have you had?
Phone doesn't stop, it's constant. The support that we've got as a family out there has been absolutely amazing. Life has completely changed.
This gets me to the point now that this is a sports programme, it's Black Diamond FM and it's talking sport. I've heard a wee story about Lyle and something to do with sport. Can you tell me anything about that? You can't whisper, everyone in the world can hear you. Tell me about it.
So on Saturday morning, I got a private mail from Newton Grange
Star.
And it was just to say if it would be okay for us if they could put Lyle, hashtag Team Lyle, in the back of their training shirts. At that point, I was in hospital and I was overwhelmed and I said yes. And I can't thank them enough for all the help that they're giving us.
Fantastic, isn't it? A local football club getting behind Lyle as well.
Yeah, it is. It's been very, very good. Very good. I can't thank yous enough.
There must be more people out there that want to become involved. Right? You're shaking, aren't you? Maybe it's not that cold in here. It's quite warm. There must be other people out there that want to become involved, like Newton Grange Star. I think that was a fantastic gesture to do that. You talk to local people, a local football team, fantastic. So if anyone wants to get in touch, how can they do it? Don't give your phone number over the air unless, you know, you've done it before in certain media outlets. If anyone wants to get in touch with you, Lindsay, how can they do it?
If you go on to hashtag Team Lyle on Facebook, there is Admin Girls and David on the page, but I am also a member on the page, so if you want to get in touch with me directly, just add me on Facebook, send me a private mail and I'll be right there.
Will you? You'll be right there?
I'll be right there.
Someone from Hong Kong says, can we meet? And you'll be right there?
I'll be right there.
Yeah, definitely. Have you had any messages of support from people that you were surprised that got in touch?
I've had loads of people get in touch, and it's people that I don't even know, people that are even going through their own battles with their own conditions, try to help people through their own illnesses. I've also nominated from a lot of the people, as well as Caroline Russell, on the Facebook page, and I won Young Mum of the Year Award 2017 for just all the work that I do for Lyle. And from me being a parent, I just do what every parent would do in this situation, but that was lovely to go to the Parliament for a night and get the award and stuff.
Did you meet the Queen?
No, not yet.
Newton Grange Star behind you. Let's hope a lot of other people are as well. And, you know, for the time that Lyle's with us, let's hope that everyone can make it the best, make every minute count. His time with us, the best it can be for whatever time he's got.
Yep, it's brilliant.
I'm just about in tears myself now. Lindsay, quickly, before we go, you've got a friend next door, who's that?
Emma Gibb.
And what is she in connection with you and Lyle?
She has been a good friend for many years, and she is one of the admin teams. I've got about six people on the admin team that just basically try and organise events, try and answer loads of messages, get raffle prizes in, and just they do an amazing job, just to try and keep me out of it.
Right, okay. And of course it is a busy time, all the time for yourself as well. I'm just thinking, before we go, Emma Gibb interviewed at Bonnery Sports Bar quite a long time ago when I was up there, when it was open. And of course it's all about sport and has been partly with sport, but we had to get the message across about Lyle and get to Newton Grange Star as well about the strips. Lindsay, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And if you have got an event coming up, get in touch and we'll put it live on Black Diamond FM.
Brilliant, thank you.
As I've shaken her hand. Okay, Lindsay, have a good evening and say hi to Lyle for me.
I will do, thank you.
My name is Russell Aitken for Black Diamond FM.